Gilbert is the president of MFI Miami LLC. It's an internationally recognized mortgage fraud investigation company, and he's live here in the studio. Steve, how are you?
Hey, good, buddy.
Tell me a little bit about your business. How does a person get involved in this?
Well, I fell into it by accident. I used to work in the mortgage industry. I used to be a mortgage broker. And I had a client come to me, and she said, I need help. I want to refi out of my mortgage. Well, long story short, she had riddled with fraud. I couldn't help her. So she said, well, can you write something up so I can take it to my attorney? Well, I wrote this report up. She's been in the house because of that report 5.5 years. And so she told five people, and so forth. I had moved to Florida, and then in May of 08, what happened was I was getting probably about 25 to 30 phone calls a week of people wanting to look me to look at their mortgage documents. So I decided to make a business out of it.
Well, and it's interesting that you've made you make a nickel, you make a living doing something that you really like, doing something that you're good at, but you get to help folks.
Exactly. And, you know, the way I look at it too is I've always been a rebel. And I was active in politics back in the 80s and 90s. I ran for state rep, and I couldn't get elected because of the fact that I was too opinionated. You know, I wasn't willing to play the game. I wasn't willing to, you know, kiss the babies and, you know, ask for money and, you know, appeal to the special interest groups. I couldn't do it. So, yeah, so now I have this perfect job where I can, you know, I can say what I want, do what I want, and, you know, and help people at the same time.
You told me during the break that you get to do what?
I get to stick it to the man, and I get paid for it.
Business is booming, and that's a sad thing, isn't it?
Yes. The happiest day of my life is the day that I'll have to shut my doors, and I can go back to doing writing loans.
Well, I know that you were brought into the Mid-Michigan area yesterday because last night Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel, wanted to help folks who were dealing with mortgage fraud.
Yeah, Curtis is actually only one of three elected officials in the country right now who is taking the lead on this. It's actually Curtis Hertel, John O'Brien in Massachusetts, and Jeffrey Thigpen in North Carolina. And they're all Register of Deeds. And they're the only three out there pushing this issue.
Is it the job of an elected official to really have great concern and spend a lot of time and energy on this? Because it could be, say, hey, you know, those people made their own bad choices. They made their own best. They should have read the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond into areas where they had no control. This whole mortgage mess is nothing more than a $70 trillion Ponzi scheme. It makes Bernie Madoff look like a kindergarten production of the movie Wall Street. I mean, that's how serious it is. And it's not just here in the U.S. It's international.
All right, tell us how it works. What are people doing?
Okay, well, what happens is when you go sign your mortgage up and you close on your mortgage, what happens is your mortgage is pooled with other mortgages, and they get put into what they call a trust. Well, then what they do is they go find investors to invest in that trust and buy bonds on that trust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those trusts are insured, okay? They are actually insured by groups like AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's no risk for those investors who are going to invest in those trusts. Well, what happens is there's a triggering mechanism that when a certain number of loans go into default, that insurance policy pays off. So what happens is the investors get paid off. Then what happens is that mortgage servicer, who you make your payment to, they get first dibs on, you know, to pick up the loans in this trust for pennies on the dollar. It's kind of like when you total your car and your insurance company pays off your finance company. And then they come back to you and say, hey, Tony, you want to buy your car for salvage rights for mm-hmm. $50 or whatever. It's the same thing. And so what they do is they pick these loans up for pennies on the dollar, and then they find ways, you know, all kinds of excuses to force the person into foreclosure. And that way they can, if they sell the house for, you know, $50,000 when the homeowner only has a mortgage for $100 or $150, they don't really care because it's all instant profit for them.
The people who find themselves in trouble with this, though, if they keep their mortgage payments up to date, they'll never face these kind of issues, correct?
Yes and no. You have cases, you have situations down in Florida where people are being foreclosed on by lenders who don't even hold the mortgage, don't even have a mortgage on the property, because there are paperwork issues prior to them buying the home. The people bought the home from the bank or who sold it to a real estate agent or to an investor who turned around and sold it to them. And so what's happening is they didn't record the transfers properly. So now you have a situation right now with one of my clients, for example, who currently has a loan with Bank of America, but Wells Fargo's trying to foreclose because there was nothing recorded saying that this Wells Fargo mortgage from the previous owner was discharged.
So the main thing that folks can take away from this is that you can fight this, and you got to keep your record straight. Mm-hmm. And what are the odds in the average case that you get that people keep their house?
It's increasing every day. When I first started MFI Miami 3 years ago, it was probably 1 in 10. Now it's 50-50 because people are finally starting to wake up. Judges are finally starting to look at these documents because they're saying, wait a minute, you know, this goes beyond just simply, you know, the homeowner not making the mortgage payment. This is a due process issue.
You know, it's interesting that we don't become outraged that the banks are doing this and raise a little bit more cane. We hear a little bit about it in the news, but why do we accept this?
I don't know. Quite honestly, everywhere I go, I try to get people riled up. I want them to be mad. I want them to call their state reps. I want them to call their county commissioners and say enough is enough.
All right. We've been talking with Steve Dilbert. He's president of the internationally recognized mortgage and fraud investigation company, MFI. They're based in Miami, but he travels all over the country. And if folks have challenges with foreclosure and they think they've been wronged, how do they contact you?
They can call my toll-free number, 888-737-6344, or they can go to the website, www.mfi-miami.com.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.